We are in chapter 8 of Romans, the power of grace. In Romans 7, we saw that we have died a death to our old thinking. We have now forgotten about who we are in the old and have now received a revelation of who we are in the new. In the new covenant, we are new creatures and we now live by faith in what Christ has done inside of us. And so Romans 8 is packed with Holy Spirit power. And it says, because we now believe we are new people, there is therefore, Romans 8, 1, therefore right now, absolutely no condemnation, zero judgment for those who are in Christ Jesus. For those who walk not according to who they are in the flesh, but walk according to who they are in the Spirit. We need to learn how to walk according to who we are in Christ. That is where the law of the Spirit of life starts overtaking our lives and starts managing things for us that we can't do in our own strength. So the second verse there says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. There's a new law that governs your life. You are now under new management. And this is not only an internal reality, but it also flows towards the outward man. And in Romans 8:11, it reads, but if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. Isn't that exciting? Your mortal body, your normal body, will also start receiving the life of Christ, meaning you will be more healthy, more energetic. You'll actually receive the life that is inside also on the outside. And we can believe for this. That is what it is about, walking after the Spirit. It is walking with the glory of God that's inward and letting it come out. And as we start manifesting that life by believing it, there is an exciting Holy Spirit life waiting for you to be lived. And you know, in Romans 8, this whole chapter is about getting the life of Christ to you and through you. And that's why it says here in Romans 8 verse 32, He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? You see, Romans 8, the Spirit life now delivers all things to you. This is God's desire for you. He wants to share His quality life with you. That's why He says if He didn't stop at His Son. He didn't stop by giving His Son. Why would He not also freely give you all things? God wants to share Himself and everything that belongs to Him with His children. He wants you to be an inheritor of Christ and all the benefits that come with being in Christ. That is health. That is prosperity. Whatever you need. That is provision. It is protection. There's so much of it. Go read it in Psalm 103. But God wants to share His quality of life with you. Enjoy God's quality of life. It's yours by faith in Christ. And always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.